Are you disappointed that Josh cannot go?
Anytime you have a player that can't play, that you know, you're always going to be disappointed. But Johnny's had a good week, and we were able to. It's not like Josh practiced and then we found out late he can't go. So when a guy goes into the protocol, you have to make the assumption that that he's not going to be back, and then react to the news when he is. So we're prepared.
Mike, how much better prepared will Johnny be just because he had all the reps all week?
Well, the game reps to me are the most valuable ones that he got. So coming out of playing three quarters against New York, and then you know, getting a full week, and then a lot of the overlap of the Jets prep, as I already talked about, we were able to carry over a lot of stuff from the end of training camp and from last week. So it's all material that he's very comfortable with.
Mike, just in terms of limiting his throws because of the elbow, how do you think he was still able to get every bit of work that you wanted him to get?
He did, because we limited some of the volume during the individual periods. So there was no limit on the throws that he needed to make in a 7-on-7 or an 11-on-11 situation. It was just some of the stuff in normal, just quarterback, not once he's warmed up, but the endo period, we just scaled back some of those. Has not been an issue this week, so we're comfortable that he's where he needs to be.
Mike, you talked about, you know, even with Josh with his scramble last week, it's tough to coach that out of a competitor. Is there a similarity with Johnny, and you've got to kind of coach a little bit of the competitor out of him when he's, you know, he wants to go kind of that fail-safe, take off and run when things get bad in the pocket?
I don't necessarily, as long as he's not triggering too early to come out. But if he can run for a handful of first downs, I mean that's obviously good for us. It's finishing those runs. It's understanding that hey, I need to get down. But that's hard when you're close to the goal line or you're close to the first down marker. It's easy to say to a guy, hey, be smart, make sure you go down. But it's instinct takes over for him.
You had that conversation though with Josh in the preseason. Did you have it with Johnny this week?
We have it with Johnny every week.
Does it help you guys in your game planning at all for Marcus Mariota that Kevin O'Connell knows him so well?
Because Kevin really worked with him on fundamental stuff, not so much schematic, that he wasn't necessarily out on the field going against certain coverages and he knew what bothered him and what didn't. So I don't think there's too much to take from that.
Mike, year ago, can you recall how you felt going into that Bengals game when Johnny's first start? Just now, a year later, can you reflect on how you really felt going in there with him as quarterback?
Yeah, I don't have too much recollection of that week, during or after. But right now I feel very comfortable just because of the volume of reps that he's gotten, the quality of the reps, where he is with the material, how he's been in the meeting room. We knew he was going to be the guy, and coming out of playing three quarters against the Jets, I mean, that, looking back on it now, that experience helps him.
Do you have any concern that he could get caught up in the whole going against Mariota thing, coming off the perfect rating and all that kind of stuff, that could get into his head at all?
I don't think so. I think from a mental toughness standpoint, I mean, he's been very, very focused, very dialed in. Their defense presents a lot of problems, and I think we'll have more than enough to worry about than to think of looking up and trying to compare stats. The only thing he's going to worry about is the scoreboard.
How is your team different than it was in that 14th game last year when Manziel made that first start?
I think it's very different. In certain regards, we're different schematically on offense. From a personnel standpoint, I don't remember the exact injury report that week. I know we were late in the year, like most teams are. We were a little bit beat up. So I don't know if I remember back enough to that week to be able to give you a true comparison.
The plan was for Josh to obviously start until he couldn't. I mean, this came earlier than you expected. I think. Are you excited?
No, that was the plan. But in the NFL, nothing ever goes according to plan. So we were and that's why we're confident. Just in how Johnny's handled his business since he's come back, that he's been a guy that has prepared like he's the starter, and that's why when it's for these exact situations. I think he showed some level of preparedness last week, that he did a good job stepping in. The turnovers can't happen, but there were some things to build on coming out of that game.
Mike, he sees the job.
I'm not concerned with it. I'm just concerned about playing well on Sunday. We'll deal with Monday on Monday.
Mike, earlier in the week you said Austin Davis would get some reps with the starters. Did that happen?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean it's tough for the two to get it, but he was able to take some reps, and we got him some bonus reps with the scout team as well.
And how has he come along after just signing recently? How's he come along in the new offense?
Very intelligent. I think his football IQ is as high as we expected. The roots of the St. Louis system go back to Brian Schottenheimer was there, so there was a lot of carryover, a lot of flips. Terminology and concepts carry over from that as well. So there was a lot of it that he walked in the door already knowing.
Coach, can you sense excitement for the home opener Sunday from the team?
Absolutely. I think our guys know that if we handle our business right, that the place will be rocking. So I think we look forward to every home game, but the first one especially.
Anything else, Mike? What do you remember from that game against Tennessee last year?
I remember we played really bad for a half, and then we played really good for a half. That it was a Murphy's Law start, that a lot of stuff went wrong, and we fell behind very quickly. But I think the score, right, we drove the length of the field and scored before the half, which I thought was key. Because then I think we also got the second half kickoff and were able to go down and at least put a long drive together. I don't know if we scored, but I just remember building momentum late in the second quarter. And remembering not having to say much at halftime, because the veteran players were already saying that on the way in, that they knew that we had come back against Pittsburgh week one and fell short. Guys were upset that it got to the point where it was, but there was that resolve to get back. So it was probably our most memorable win of the year, but yeah, that's not going to help us this year.
Mike, when did you learn that Josh couldn't practice today? Can you give us any specifics as to what he's still dealing with?
No, I won't go into any details. I just know he has to go through another series of tests today, and I know when you have a setback that it resets the clock. So don't have anything much beyond that.
Did you talk to him this morning after you found out he wasn't able?
I have not talked to him yet.